This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by Flynn Law Group, specializing in residential landlord-tenant law, condominium law, and commercial landlord-tenant law. Call them today at 617-988-0633 or visit them online at flynnlaw-ne.com.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy. Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, 4:06 p.m. It's April 18th, and it's beautiful outside.
It is. It's a J. Martin's beautiful Tuesday.
Do you think it's ironic that it's so nice out today, and he may or may not be in the studio?
He could be. He could be a special guest.
Because last week was nice, though. Right?
Yes.
Last week was
but
nice.
But then the last 4 weeks
it was
beforehand.
Like torrential downpours, snowstorms. We couldn't even get
sleet.
In here one day.
Forget it.
And now he's here in the sunshine. And
I know.
He must know somebody.
He brought it with him.
I made the phone call ahead. I called ahead.
Can you call ahead for the rest of the season? Because that would be super. Because it makes traffic going home so much better when it's, you know, not miserable outside. So I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my co-host Chrissy Denalian.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How's your weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was Easter weekend. There was a lot of candy, a lot of kids stuff going on. I think my kids did 5 Easter egg hunts. My daughter, and I'm not lying, I'm not even remotely making this up, made $93 this weekend.
What?
Between, I swear to you, well, one of them may or may not have to do with a little dice game that we play that she probably shouldn't be playing, but... So she made some money there, but every Easter egg hunt between cousin's house, her grandparents, uncles, everybody puts money in the eggs, and she counted all of her money this morning, and she's like, I have $93.
And then you asked her if you could have some money for a coffee on the way to work.
Yeah. No, she's like, if I have 7 more, I make it to 100. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, it was a good weekend. So in case you're tuning in for the first time, IREM Today, we are your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station.
Yes.
There are.
There are, but we're not one of them. We're fun.
Yes.
We are entertaining.
Yes.
We are wonderful,
yes.
But we're just not syndicated.
So what does that mean?
That means that anybody can call us locally. Our phone number here, if you have any property management questions, is 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
Fantastic. And again, we are your live local radio show every Tuesday talking about all things property management. And in case you're just tuning in for the first time and you're wondering what IREM is, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. And we are the most professional group for managing in the country for managing real estate. Although you corrected me a few weeks ago and said we're global.
We are global.
We're global.
Right? Well, we talked
Chris
about...
Chris Mellon went to China.
Yes, he did.
Let us know.
Said it was like the biggest conference that attendees that he ever spoke in front of.
Well, he said... Well, I think he said at one of the RHA events in Boston, there might have been 800 property managers, and in China it was 13,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of property managers in one room.
I know. So, a lot of opinions.
A lot of opinions. So locally, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IREM do? What do we do, Chrissy?
We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or maybe a commercial building or a single family home or a tenement building, the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. If people are looking for a career in property management, or maybe they're looking for something different, something that's, you know, that has kind of a background in training or I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about.
So I think you're leading into our designations.
Yes, I am.
You are.
Thank you.
See, because we do this every
week. I'm thrown.
That's okay.
Jay Martin's in the studio. He makes me nervous.
Oh, my God. So we have two different types of designations that we talk about every week.
Yes, every week.
And what are they?
The first one is the ARM, which is the Accredited Residential Manager. And I am an ARM, even though I don't know how to speak today. I am an ARM.
And I am not. And this is how we balance each other.
And the second designation that we have is a CPM.
Yes.
Which stands for a Certified Property Manager.
Yes.
And Jay Martin's is one.
Yes, I'm and ARM as well.
Yes, and you carry both designations.
Carry both, yeah, absolutely, proudly too.
When did you get your CPM?
2014, I think it was.
Was you going to say 25 years ago?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it was 2013 or 2014. I forget now. I think it's 2014. Yes, 2014.
Ah. Yeah. Well, we had somebody from Procern come in at the beginning of the year. Kara.
Yes,
she had went. She was just had finished going through the ARM process, and we got a little bit of insight as to what the week entails, what they learn. She talked about some of her favorite. You know, I think she liked the HR part of it.
She liked the ethics.
Oh, the
part.
Ethics, the part,
ethics
that
class.
Was
she thought that was the most interesting.
Yes. And then we were supposed to have a guest on today, Denise from Simon Companies, but right now she's actually at the oral surgeon's office.
But she did put us on.
She
so
did.
She can listen to us.
Yes. And she's going through her CPM process right now. And I think she said she might have been slated to finish it in July. So we are going to definitely get her back in studio because we haven't really spoken to anybody to know kind of what classes they take, how much more involved is it than the ARM.
Right. I talked a little bit with Ron Serpa at the beginning of this year when you were actually out about the CPM, but we didn't really get into it because he had taken it a few years back too, so it wasn't fresh in his mind.
I took it with him.
Oh.
Yeah, we took it together. Me, him, Jay Perrin, you remember him?
Yep, Jay Perrin.
And Jason Palermo. Yeah, we all took
it
together.
Jason
from Furland.
Ron.
Nice.
Yeah, all Jason, Ron.
Yeah.
They called us a law firm of Jason, Jason, and Jason.
What so Ron wasn't
and
in
Ron
that.
Was.
Ron wasn't in
no,
it.
No, Ron was like, you know, the what do you call the associate? Junior partner and all.
Now, do you happen to know, Jay, that from when you took the classes in 2014 to now, present day, has anything changed? Do they require any more training? Is it pretty much the same?
My understanding is that they've streamlined the exam process even more. They've made it even more efficient than it was even when I took it. But you know, they listen to what the students are saying, and they try to, you know, formulate the course in a way that's easy for people to understand and get through it.
Gotcha.
In a way that they can easily access it and everything.
How long is the CPM process?
Well, it depends.
Is that taken at your own leisure?
Yeah, it can be. You have 10 years to take it.
Yeah.
Some people take it.
Wow.
I feel like Denise has been doing it for a long time.
Some people
bit.
Take it in a year.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're. There are about 8 or 9 courses, I forget, that you have to take, that you have to complete in order to earn the designation, take the exam. And those courses are offered throughout the country. So if there's a course that you need to finish your designation, you want to get it done by the end of the year, you may have to travel to take that course somewhere. We had someone in one of our courses, I forget if it was the financial course or the asset management course. Anyways, the student was a woman who was sitting right next to me, and she was from Oakland, California.
Wow.
And,
what?
And she flew across the country, arrived that morning, and the day after our final test of the course, like 3 days later, she flew right back that day to Oakland, California. She came. She said her employer needed her to take that course so she can get a designation by the end of the year. And we were the only ones who were offering it in the country.
Huh.
So she flew in to take
Figures
it.
On the other side of the country. Poor thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
but she was there and she took it. And yeah, you could go to Florida if you wanted to or wherever you want to go.
I'll go to South Beach, Miami.
Yeah, you could do it in Miami if
I'd
you want
go to. California.
Absolutely. But we offer those courses here as well. So
are any of them available online at this time or no? Everything's in?
No, a lot of them are available online. Some of them are okay to take online.
Yeah.
There are certain ones, though, that I recommend taking in class, in person.
I'm an in-class person.
Where there's an instructor there that you can bounce off in real time.
Ron had said that he took some of the maintenance stuff online.
Yeah, I took those online,
because
too.
He, you know, he was in the field for a little while, so it was easier
HR,
for
him. Maintenance, those kinds of things I took online. There are other ones, the financial ones, the asset management ones, that I would definitely recommend doing a class setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
Say that. So now, Chrissy, Jay being a CPM, and me not.
That's okay.
We both walk into Procern and we're looking for a
job. I'm hiring Jay.
Sorry. You don't even want to get to know me.
I don't.
I'm a really
I'm
good
out.
Person. I have good
Just
references.
Give me that CPM.
So why does that make him so much more valuable than myself?
Because that means that he's backed with a code of ethics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That means that he's been trained properly and professionally. And I just know that if any issues come up in property management, I know that Jay's going to tackle those on right away and get everything straightened out perfectly.
And we go through continuing education as well. I mean, I think that's one of the things.
As
that
a CPM?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do ARMs do that too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
I mean, all property management. IREM offers these type of continuing education courses and regular seminars. And matter of fact, you can retake all the courses in the CPM. You can retake them over and over
like
again
refreshers.
If you want to. Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that's one of the things that people forget is that once you get done taking these courses, you can always continue to go to seminars and trainings. And
well, we just had that half-day boot camp for the property managers. That was nice. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it, boot camp 101 or something like that?
Yeah, property manager 101.
Property manager 101. So they had something like that. So, so if I did want to become an ARM, I know that we have a scholarship fund available.
We do.
We do.
And you can just go right on our website, irmri.org. And there is a scholarship tab where you can find out a little more about the education portion of it. And with the scholarship, it's an easy application. You can just go right on there, and it will cover up to 75% of the course of the classes. So whether you're going to be an ARM or CPM, it will cover up to 75% of the cost of those courses. So if your property management company, let's say you work for a property management company, and they're, you can either go through them for payment or... If you're going,
I would prefer that. I would prefer that somebody pays the 25%.
If you're allowed that.
If I'm allowed that.
If you're allowed that. Or if you're going out on your own, like Dina here, and is just getting her ARM on her own.
Are you getting your ARM?
Winging a prayer.
No, you're not.
No, no. We talked about this. I don't think I could. I don't know if I could be at a property all day. I'm kind of like a salesperson. I just need to bounce around.
You do bounce around in property management. You're not sitting at a desk all day. Ever, I feel like.
Do I get to drive around and go visit people all day?
I do.
You can, I mean, I guess it depends.
Well,
on
if I was a regional manager someday, I could bounce around from property to property.
Or if you own properties, like we have some offices that I work at. Well, not now, but through my company where it's one office at one site and then they have multiple sites through that office. So there's five different properties out
That's
of the one
I
office.
Am.
Yeah.
Same way, Carl. Scattered sites.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it depends. Maybe you just have to find the right situation for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be stuck in a massive, huge complex like some people.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know what we're talking about.
I have no idea.
You're running stuff over there at Pucerne.
I'm a nobody.
It is nice to have those scattered sites because it does get you get out of the office and drive around, go visit the properties, talk to the tenants.
See, that I would
like. Those things are very nice.
That I would definitely like.
The bad part about that is that you're traveling a lot and you're just there are
mobile.
Some downsides to it.
Like,
being on the road, you lose some time.
Time.
You lose admin time, all that type of time. Yeah. I do know. I did read, you know, earlier, I don't know, when I first started getting involved with IRM, that I do believe you need to be a leasing agent for a year before you can be an ARM. And I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. I would have to try.
You're doing all right as a friend
fine.
Anyway.
So. I like being a friend, and I'll tell everybody why I like being a friend. But I'll tell everybody later,
because
I know we're getting ready to take a quick break.
We are.
It's 4:18, and you're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. We will be right back.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
Right here on your station for Talkin' Business, AM 790.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:22 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli.
Hello.
We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5. We also have a special guest in the house. Jay Martins.
In the house.
It's like I never left, though. It's
I know.
Weird.
Kind of like you never, exactly.
It's kind of like I never left.
I feel like you've been here with us the whole time.
It's like we just use kind words week after week.
I hear my same lines still being used.
And
so that's
I,
terrific.
And
that's
I say
nice.
That I'm like, maybe it's time to get our own lines. And Chrissy's like, no, keep Jay alive.
Gotta keep him alive. Keep him in the studio.
Hey, they're good lines.
But
what
people, it's
you?
Funny because people have said them to Chrissy out, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Sip of the diet soda.
The sip of the diet soda.
You use that?
I do not use that.
Come
no,
on.
But didn't somebody say that to you at an event?
It was probably Dimitri.
I've had people say that to me at an event.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought somebody said it to her, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sip of the diet soda.
Anyway.
Hey, not everybody gets a sip of my diet soda.
No.
So when you get it, it's pretty special.
I don't want anything to do with that. So we were talking. So we had Alex here last week.
The IRM intern.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Alex
he's
Moore.
23 years old, and he's working. He's doing his... his outreach internship with Holly Rigoli over at Paolino Properties, but with Holly being the vice president at IRM in Rhode Island, she decided to also bring him into IRM. And, you know, one of the things I know we were talking to Jay about was just bringing in that young culture.
That fresh blood.
That fresh blood.
That veal.
Yeah, that's
young tender.
That's actually one of the primary initiatives for IRAM this year in 2017 is to try and recruit younger property managers, trying to get young people to get into the world of property management. I guess the average age of the property managers today in the United States is over 50 years old.
Yeah.
So it's an aging population, aging career position.
Yeah.
And so IRAM is really looking into trying to find ways to get younger people into property management. And so it's one of the big initiatives this year. I know the internship thing here locally, you know, I think we're one of the leaders with that, if I'm not mistaken or something. No, I'm thinking of the scholarship. The scholarship fund, we're leading IRAM in terms of scholarships.
Really?
Out, yeah, throughout,
oh, that's fantastic.
Throughout the organization. Yeah, so it's great. But that's for people who are obviously trying to get those designations.
Yeah.
So that's good. So we're trying to bring people in. Now, the beauty of property management is a lot of young people, we talked about this a little bit last segment, is that we're always looking for something fresh, something different,
yes,
something that's new every day. That's exactly what property management is.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, it's different than the day before. You deal with different problems or you have different opportunities, and it's constantly changing. So for people who are trying to get away from something that's boring,
mundane, data entry type work,
everything
that's
different. And the other thing, too, about being a property manager is for people who like to maybe grow, maybe have an opportunity to bounce around from company to company or state to state, city to city, as a property manager, you can take that with you anywhere you go. There's constant recruitment in this industry, mm-hmm, as well, where different companies are looking for younger and brighter talent. And as long as you can start to build a good reputation for yourself, you have the opportunity to bounce around to bigger companies with better compensation. Maybe they're in a better part of the country, better area you want to live in. So it's such
and
a dynamic
that background in IRAM and
yes,
being an IRAM member because
huge,
we are
huge
worldwide.
We are.
Yeah. You can move.
Yeah, if you do a search online to like recruiting sites or mm-hmm, job recruiting sites, you'll see the property management companies who are listed on there as looking to hire property managers.
Yes.
They will show their affiliations, and almost all of them have IRAM as an affiliation.
Yeah.
Because they know the quality of property managers that come through IRAM. And so that's why we say it all the time is when you've got that CPM or that ARM designation through the Institute of Real Estate Management, man, you really stand out, and the opportunities for you for career advancement are just, you know, through the roof. It's unbelievable. So, you know, we stress it all the time. And, you know, I did when I was on the show. You guys do it too. Is that, you know, if you're thinking about becoming a property manager, or maybe you're doing it now.
Yep.
And you're like, hey, you know what? I don't know where this is going. Go out and reach out and try to get these designations and get yourself recognized as a professional property manager and take those courses to, you know, so you can educate yourself so you can stand out from everybody else. And then we offer designations so you can do it cheaper. It's unbelievable.
So the designations, the ARM and the CPM, they're industry specific. They're not state specific. So if you have your ARM and you got it in Rhode Island, you could go to California.
Yep.
You don't have to. Oh, that's pretty cool.
100%. Yep.
A lot of licenses, you know. I mean, I know it's not a license, it's a designation,
right,
but you have to put in so many different hours.
Yes.
You know, test in a certain state to be able to work there. So that's
there are states,
that's huge.
There are states that require a state type of
like
licensing where
license
if you're a property manager, you have to go through a 60-hour course with with that state or whatever. The CPM and the ARM designations are separate from that.
Okay.
So, you know, you take that class in a particular state for example, like I own property in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that in South Carolina, to be a property manager, not for your own, but to manage property for other people, South Carolina is one of those states that requires that. But this is separate from that. This is, you know, that's like a one-time course. You took it. Actually, you may have to go, if I remember right, you may have to go like for an hour or two every 2 years, something like that. Very minimal stuff. But with IRAM, it's continuous education. We're always offering seminars and different opportunities to get the latest on what's new in the world of property management. And then the networking that comes with becoming a member of IRAM is, I mean, it's there's just no cost value that comes associated with that.
Yes.
It's... You know, you hear it all the time, and you know, Rhode Island make fun of as I know a guy state.
Oh yeah, right. 2 degrees of separation.
But in all reality, I mean, it's not just Rhode Island, but everywhere, you have to know somebody.
You do.
To get somewhere. You really almost do.
Yeah. Right.
And so when you join an organization like IRAM and you begin to network with these people who are just, you know, people from across the country, you go to these regional conferences and whatnot. I mean, you start networking with these people. The power that comes to that is just amazing. So there are so many endless benefits for people who are looking for a stable career and a future. You know, it by being a member of IRAM, it opens up so many doors. You know, we've talked about this here on the show before. Where all these people, and you can get a property management degree too through college, but a lot of people will go to college and take this particular course and end up with that really has little opportunity, and then you end up with, you know, all
are
kinds
you
of college
about me?
Debt.
Actually,
you talk about her theater
are you
major,
talking about me?
And then you don't use that degree, and then whatnot is. Whereas, but if you get into a career like property management,
I use my degree every day. Please.
Wait a minute, I think you're very theatrical.
That helped you get this gig.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're very theatrical.
I do.
See,
I act every day.
But, thanks, Mama.
But you get into a career like property management. This is something you can do for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And you don't have to have a college degree to do it. Are there companies that want to hire people who have a degree in property management? Sure. But you don't have to have it. I mean, a
right.
CPM designation is almost as good as any four-year degree.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
This industry, yes.
In this industry. You go look at a job sites, you'll see
CPM candidate or CPM
four-year degree
or
preferred or CPM.
Yeah,
right.
So that shows that you're a professional. So, I really want to make a plea to younger people who are out there wondering, oh, I don't know what to do for a career. And maybe there are a lot of young people too. Let me I'm kind of going off on a tangent. We have to take a break though, right?
We do. I was looking at you.
Place.
I wasn't even looking.
You
okay.
can tell I've been doing this for
wow,
a long time.
Wow, he really
right?
missed us. All right,
I want to get into before when we come back from the break is to people who young. Now, I know a lot of young people out there who want to get into some form of real estate. Okay, mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you when we come back how property management might just be that way in.
All right. Well, we're going to hear from Jay as soon as we come back.
We are.
It's 4:30 and you're listening to IRAM Today, the property management show. We will be right back after this.
Regarded as the most recognized credential.
Now back to IRAM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:35 here on IRAM Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
We are.
Now, we were just leaving for commercial. When we left for commercial, we were talking about just the different types of ways for people to get involved in IRAM and kind of how the average age is kind of low 50s, late 40s, early 50s for who's going to be in property management right now. So they're kind of looking for that younger blood to get in there. I know that there was an article on biznow.com talking about how 60% of everyone in commercial real estate services will be at retirement age in the next 5 years,
wow.
Which that's a high percentage.
Wow.
I mean, in 5 years, that's more than half the market.
That's a lot of job opportunities there.
It is.
All right. So, Jay.
Yeah.
You were all
fired up before we left. Asleep. I don't know.
We
fell asleep at break.
Before we took the break, I was talking about the opportunity that property management offers to get into real estate. So, quick story like about myself, for example, and I'm actually a really good case study for something like this is that, you go back 10, 11 years ago, 11 years ago or so. I knew that I wanted to be involved in real estate, and somehow, some way, I didn't know what that was, but I knew I wanted to get involved in real estate investing in real estate and this and that. And I know of a lot of people today that I see and I meet and I talk to that are kind of in the same similar position. They want to invest in real estate. They want to be involved in real estate. They're very raw. They know a lot about real estate, and they just don't know where to get started. They know they want to do it. They want to be involved, but they don't know how to get started. For me, I was fortunate. I responded at that time. I was looking for a job. The business I had burned to the ground, and my brother, we didn't want to start again. So I said, what am I going to do? I'd already owned a rental property. So an ad went in the paper for hiring for a property manager. I applied, and I was fortunate to be hired, and knock on wood.
With no designations.
With no designations. I was very fortunate. Well, I had a very good interview. I'm very good at interviewing.
Okay.
He's good at talking. I think let's be serious.
Did he bluff on his resume?
No, I did not. Absolutely not. I would never do that. And so I'm fortunate that I actually still work for the same company to this day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really good. But what it did was it got my foot, because even while I was investing back then, I didn't really know a lot about property management or a lot about real estate in general. I knew that I wanted to be involved in it. So when I was fortunate that I got hired with this company, and over the next 10 years, I learned so much about real estate and real estate investing and real estate terminology and, you know, the different parts of it. If you're talking about financing real estate, and, you know, how to maintain them, how to get good tenants, things like that. All that comes with, you need to know all these things if you want to invest in real estate. And all that is part of property management. So now I've got, now 10 years later, you fast forward 10 years later, I've got all my designations. I show I'm a professional property manager. I now have tremendous education and experience in investing in real estate. And so, you know, it property management opened that door for me. Mm-hmm. Whereas here I was a raw kid where I could have easily gone and paid tens of thousands of dollars to some guru to teach me and then walk away from real estate investing. Or I could get a career that paid a salary, that helped me grow a family,
right?
That helped pay for, you know, our primary residence, that built a nice life for ourselves, but at the same time, it taught me about property investing, real estate investing.
And you've used that in your personal life as well as your professional life as well.
Yeah, and I own multiple properties throughout here, this area. I've bought three this year already. You guys don't know this.
No.
I've already bought three in this area.
He's been busy.
Congratulations.
Since he hasn't had the job.
Ditched us and he's buying up the place.
I guess so.
I mentioned already in the show, I own investment property in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So, but all this has come through networking and learning about real estate. I never would have had the courage or the education to be able to do those things without being involved in real estate, and property management opened that door for me. So again, and the reason why I tell that story again is because I know of a lot of younger people that I've met and that I talk to and I know listen to the show that want to be real estate investors, want to somehow be involved in real estate, be that getting their real estate license, maybe that's the path they want to go down. All right, maybe that's an option for them. That's a good way too to get involved in real estate. But if you don't want to, if you don't want to be involved in sales, and you don't want to have to count on making a sale of a single family home or whatever to make your ends meet, maybe you want to get a career, okay, where you're working for an employer, or maybe start your own business or whatever it is. Maybe property management is that answer for you, because you can get the same type of education with property management and the same experience that you can in other aspects of real estate. But the bottom line is, get involved in real estate one way or the other. Property management, you have continuing education, you network tremendously with so many great people. You can have a career in this. It's a career that you can take anywhere in the country.
That's pretty
amazing.
You
can move. Now, a real estate license, okay?
Yeah.
Granted, it's got your license in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
You move to California.
Yep.
You got to get your
license. You got to go take it again.
Yeah.
Okay, you get your CPM.
Right. That's why I was asking earlier. I'm like, that's a huge benefit
right
there.
It's huge. And again, it's a global organization.
Yeah.
So I can move to Portugal and retire in Portugal.
Oh, look at that.
And there's Irem in Portugal. So I can go and say, hey.
Sure, Vera would love that.
Oh, they keep your CPM in.
Do you own both residential and commercial property right now?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, I own multi-use. I own retail. I own residential.
Yep.
So I own all of it. Yeah, and all the training to manage each and every one of those properties came with education that came with this designation.
With IREM.
Yep. So it's great. I mean, and again, I know, and I also know of a lot of really terrific property managers who don't have a designation. Some of them aren't even interested in getting a designation. But there are some that are.
Just been in the industry for so long, they've kind of been grandfathered in for the most part.
Yeah,
you can
I guess, you know.
Membership too. You can,
So what I tell those guys is that, and girls, is that, listen, you can, exactly what you just said, is that you can become a member of IREM without getting the designation.
Yep.
You can get an associate membership, and that gives you access to all the education, the training, everything that comes with being that having those designations. Just by being a member of IREM, you get access to all those things. So. Yep. It's really, I mean, I can't, if it sounds like I'm excited about it and energized about it.
And you are.
It's because I'm trying to get the point across, and I am.
Yep.
Because I know the benefit and all the positive things that come from being a member of IRM and getting those designations or just being an associate member. Because I always, you know, too many people struggle to find a way. And again, I'm going to pick on the people who go to college and get those degrees in these fields that they never, that they never pursue or whatever. When, you know, there are so many opportunities for you through this industry that, you know, you don't have to go down, you know, that people just forget about, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want to stress that today is like, look at getting a career in property management as a career choice.
I mean, when I sit in interviews and interview people, mm-hmm. I honestly tell them, listen, this is a career. And the reason, I mean, after college, you know, I worked in management and other fields and restaurant industry and everything. And I mean, my degree is in theater, and that just shows that you're a sociable person and that you can talk, and some days better than others. But
you're doing much better now.
But, you know, in property management, it becomes a career. You know, I worked my way up through the company that I work for now, mm-hmm. but it really is a career, and it's not just a job that you go to every day. People move from company to company, move up. I mean, we've even talked with Aaron said that he moved from property management into advertising.
Aaron is my counterpart in Boston. He does what I do, but he was on the property side and actually used to use RentPath or, you know, one of our competitors for their advertising. So it was a little bit easier for him to transition over to the advertising world because he'd already used the product, where I came from a sales background, but not in the property management industry. But for him, it was great for him that he
had connections.
He had connections
at that point.
Yeah.
So he had connections. So again, it goes back to the networking.
Right. Networking. Well, it's funny you're saying that because we were just, what was it, Wednesday? We were at the Who's Who of Construction Showcase. Yes. I was there with Carrie, our president, and Holly Rigoli, the vice president of the IRM Rhode Island chapter. And we had Alex with us. And me being there was pretty much just to recruit friends. And I started to tell them, you know, I'm a friend of IRM, and that's kind of why I'm here. You know, I got involved. But just for me, myself, for networking this past year, I was able to gain clients and grow my book of business in Rhode Island from networking. And then also, if I need restoration or, you know, disaster or an attorney, if I'm, you know, buy a house or whatever, I have all of these vendors. And I really, like I was telling, if I don't have 50 business cards of people who are truly interested, actually, Karen, I got to follow up with everybody by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't have not one, but just everybody was so looking to, all the vendors that were there were looking for a great way to get in touch with, how do we get in touch with the property managers? How do we get in touch with the management companies? And I said, you got to come to the networking events.
Yep.
Even if you don't join right away, you got to come, but it's all about the networking. And I said, you know, I have to say, I'm pretty friendly with a lot of property managers now in the industry with the different management companies, and they truly use the vendors. If they're part of IRM, they use the vendors on the friends list. You know, they try to just keep that cycle going. So it was, we did tremendous with trying to recruit people last week, and it was all about, everybody was interested in the networking portion of it.
Yeah, and the people in the organization, the people in IRM that you meet, the networking, all that. Think about it. Look how friendly we are, right?
Yeah.
I, you know, look, we're easy to talk to. We have a phone number, 437-5000.
Yeah.
But that's how everybody is. I mean, everyone in this group is so easy to talk to, is so welcoming. So, you know, if you're a young person, you're like, well, I mean, IRM sounds good. I mean, I want to get in real estate. Maybe property management is something I want to do. I'd like to go and meet these people. But, you know, who am I? They don't know me. I'm going to be this kid. They're going to look at me funny. It's 1,000%
not like that. No.
It is a 180 degree. You walk in and everybody's be like, hey, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
They want to know who you are. Yeah, they want to help you.
Oh, you're looking to get into property management. Great. How can I help you?
Yeah.
How can I help you accomplish that goal?
Yeah.
That's how it is when you come to these meetings and meet people in IRM. And so, and that will get you started. You know, at least get your foot in the door to meet people and kind of, you know, get the ball rolling for you to get into this world.
We're
going to
talk
amazing.
More about the events right after this. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin'
Ad Council.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 451. Tuesday, April 18th. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I am Dina Cimarelli in the studio today with my co-host, Chrissy Danilian. And we have the special guest.
The specialist guest.
Jason Martin's back with us. Who actually, you know, we haven't even talked to anything. You know, we got a few minutes left and we do want to get into the events and stuff. But tell us a little bit what's going on with IRM and your new position as treasurer. And what's going on?
That's the reason I had to give up the show.
I know.
To one or the other. So
how's it going?
Good, I guess. I don't know.
You're doing the numbers.
It's fun. It's fun to be, you know, an officer with IRM. I don't know. It's interesting.
Do you feel more responsibilities that you take it on being in the treasurer position? Is it a lot more that you have to do on a weekly basis in addition to like your full-time job? Is there a lot of
And there's not a lot. It's certainly a commitment. I block out hours, a couple hours a week to dedicate it to the treasurer position because there's numbers. It's what it sounds like. Yeah. You know, you get receipts and things like that, and you have to punch them all in and make sure that the QuickBooks is all reconciled.
And all
so there's a time commitment for that.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It's part of the experience, and
it's
part of giving back to IRM and. But it's fun to do it. Yeah, look, I did this for a long time, so
it's time to pass the torch.
Pass the torch and moved on. I always wanted to be an officer, and so here I am.
Chrissy, that's gonna be me and you one day. President and vice president.
Telling you.
Passing the torch.
Well, and speaking of president, we're gonna have Carrie on. What's it? The first Tuesday in May. I don't know what the date is. Maybe it's the second. I'm going to California May 4th, so yes, it's the 2nd. I can't wait. She's going to come on and talk to us. Like you said earlier, we have Sean coming on next
from
week.
ARS.
From ARS. So we have some events coming up, Chrissy, right?
We do.
Let's talk about them.
We do. The big one that's on everybody's minds, everybody's minds, is May 17th.
Yes.
The 40th anniversary awards night dinner.
Yes.
That's going to be held at Kirkbrake Country Club.
Yes.
That is a big one.
That's a
big one.
Yeah, the awards night is always a special night.
Yes.
That's a big one. We're honoring a special guest. I don't know if it's on there, so I don't know if I can mention it. It's not on there? Okay, so every year we offer a lifetime membership. A lifetime membership.
Lifetime
Achievement Award. Yes. And it was Chris Mellon.
Last year at Crown Plaza, right?
Yep, yeah. That was terrific. So I don't want to give away anything away on the air, but we're going to give another Lifetime Achievement Award this year. To someone who's a big, big name in this area. I mean, a big name in this area.
Really?
In Rhode Island, yes.
Oh.
The person who's getting it this year is a big name in this area. So
is his initials JB?
It's a big deal. do me a favor. Just confirm with Karen Carrie.
It's okay.
That it's okay to
say it. I just looked on the website to see if they mentioned it, and they didn't. So let's not talk about it.
Yeah, so I don't want to mention it. Anyway, so that's a great event. If you're an IRM member or you want to come check it out, go to our website, IRMRI.org, and you can register right on there. And it's a great event, great people, great time. It's one of the best events that we hold every year. It's the awards night.
Yep.
And I don't know if I'm getting it this year. Maybe you're getting something this year, Dina. I don't know.
I don't know.
Be nice, right?
It would be fantastic. We have, it actually says it's all sponsored by the Friends of IRM. So,
it's sponsored by Dina.
It's sponsored by a little portion of it, yes, for sure. But as we said earlier, I am a friend of IRM, and it's been extremely beneficial in the last year with my career and just being on the sales end of it, on the advertising side. I've made unbelievable connections, both professionally, to grow my business, just to network. We have two different types of membership for the Friends. We have the gold sponsorship, and we also have the platinum. And I know if you go online again at IRMRI.org, you can see those two levels. You can fill out the application. Everything goes back to Karen Cuddle,
who we haven't talked about yet. Karen at all.
Karen is our association executive, and we always say she's kind of the keeper of all keepers. She does everything. If you want to reach Karen directly, her phone number is 401-479-7734. And she's definitely the one on the other end of any email or pretty much any phone call that you call into IRM. We do have another one of those trainings. As Jay was saying, we always have trainings and educational seminars coming up. And one of the ones we're going to be talking about next week with Sean is we have the 2-day OSHA training that is being held at Gem Plumbing. But ARS, I believe, is sponsoring it. So we're going to talk to Sean a little bit about
that's
that.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
that's huge. That's such a great thing.
And we just had a full day fair housing that was last week with attorney Kathleen Williams.
Last week,
What else we got coming up? The OSHA training.
Well, we got the golf tournament coming up.
Golf tournament's a big one, and you said it's confirmed to get at Pawtucket Country Club?
Pawtucket Country Club. It was a Tuesday, June 6th.
June 6th.
Oh, man, let me tell you something.
It's the 10th annual.
Is it 10 years
it's
already?
It's 10 years.
Let me tell you something. This is the best day. I am
going
to tell you.
Tell us.
You can
I had
do
a great day
Please
last
tell
year.
It's such a great day over there, as long as the weather holds out. We did have a rain out 1 year. But anyway, and look, it's a benefit, two great causes. Number one is go to benefit our scholarship foundation, which we use that scholarship money to lessen the cost of getting the CPM and the ARM designations.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's going to a good cause. People are trying to improve their careers.
But what's the other cause?
The other one is
a big one.
Is our this year, we always choose a charity.
Yes.
And this year it is going to benefit a local property called Veterans for Tomorrow in Providence on Douglas Avenue. And they are going to be getting a new computer center. Mm-hmm. And all the money is going to go to develop to put this computer center in for the veterans there. This building was created through a program designed to find a place to live for veterans who are either homeless or on the verge of being homeless. So mm-hmm. So this was a big deal when this opened. I mean, there was the governor was there, our entire congressional delegation was there. It was a tremendous thing. So this is going to a great cause. Now, Carrie Corvino, our chapter president, said, you know, this year we always give a check to a charity, which is always great to have money, always helps. But she wanted to do something a little bit different. She wanted to do something physical, actually provide an actual something
fantastic
for somebody. And we said, you know what, there's a need here in this building for these veterans to have computer access where they can get involved in their own training, or they can do some research online for whatever it is they need. And so this was the opportunity that came, and Carrie said, that sounds like a great idea, let's do it. And so it's going to another great cause. So golf tournament, Pawtucket Country Club, Tuesday, June 6th,
mm-hmm.
benefiting our scholarship foundation, right, which helps people improve their careers.
Yes.
And is going to help a building that is helping veterans.
We had him, come on, Jack. What's it, Jack?
Jack.
Yeah, Jack came on.
Yep, from the Arco Blackstone Valley.
From the Blackstone Valley, yep. And he was telling us all about that in the bricks.
The bricks.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yep.
That was
the benches.
Yes, yep. It was a very, very good program all the way around. So he was pretty excited about it.
Yep.
Kept telling us how beautiful the property was. I mean, I drive by it. I'm familiar with that area. I grew up right off of mm-hmm. Douglas Avenue. So when I drive by it, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's nice. And he's very proud of it. He said it was, 5 years in the making, I think.
Right.
Yeah, oh, 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, and he did it for his dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a really
He gets
kind of
very
a big
emotional
deal.
When he
yeah,
talks about it. What's going on there? All right. So, is that it?
I think.
Got
I think
a minute left.
Chrissy, how can they find us?
They can
if
go,
they didn't listen to us today.
If they did not listen to us today, they can subscribe to us by searching on iTunes for Irem Today.
We still don't have
our You can
review.
Listen to our podcast on our website on iremri.org. Or they can give Karen a call
Karen.
If they're interested in any events. Again, her phone number 401-479-7734. And I guess that's about it. Thank you, Jay, for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's like a flashback.
See, you were missed. You were missed.
It's like good
so
old
missed.
Times.
You guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you. All right, so you and I will be back next week.
Yes, we will. Without
right.
Jay.
Without Jay. But we'll talk about him.
Yes.
Make it sunny for us next week, Jay.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. Have a great
Thanks
night.
Again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
In the morning, Yankees.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by Flynn Law Group, specializing in residential landlord-tenant law, condominium law, and commercial landlord-tenant law. Call them today at 617-988-0633 or visit them online at flynnlaw-ne.com.